Let's move to badminton now. 2017 was a history-making year for the McGees off Raphoe. In April, Chloe and Sam McGee became the first Irish badminton team to claim a medal at European level. They secured a bronze medal in Denmark, reaching the semi-finals of the European Championship. After a decade of hard work and disappointment, Chloe and Sam won bronze medals after defeating a Polish pair, over three sets in the quarterfinals. They did suffer defeat in the semi-finals of the tournament, losing out to the favourites in straight sets, but still made Irish sporting history. Three-time Olympian Chloe was delighted to medal at a big tournament.
It's all a bit crazy. The whole week has been just, from the first round till the semi-finals today. It was just, it's been a crazy week, but it's really nice that we were able to secure a medal last night against the number four seeds. And yeah, it's been a good week. Our first round was against the number five seeds, so we had a tough draw. And we knew coming here we had a tough draw, but we also knew that we were in good form and we've been training good and things had gone well in training for the last 5 weeks up until the Europeans. So we knew if we got our form, our training out into the tournament, then that we could do quite well. But sometimes that's a hard task, but we managed to do it this week, so it was good.
What was it like going into the quarterfinal yesterday against the pair that were seeded number four? Obviously, going into the game, and you just knew that you were confident that you could do it?
Yeah, well, we know that pair very well. We've played them a couple of times. We actually played them at the Europeans last year as well, and we managed to beat them, but they're not an easy pair. They were in quarterfinals of Rio, and they've had some really big results, so we knew it was going to be tough, and they also really wanted that medal here, so you know, we knew we had a chance, but we also knew that we had to play our best badminton to get it. And it was a very nervy quarterfinal. Both pairs were on edge and both of us wanted to win. And it was just me and Sam got the break in the third game. And we were lucky and we were able to hold it out until the end and managed to secure the win.
Next stage was the semi-final today. And I suppose, unfortunately, you were on the wrong end of the result, losing 21-14, 21-10. But it was another classy pair that you were due to take to the court with today. The top seeds, and they were a formidable opponent.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like, these guys have been top 10 in the world for the last number of years, and they're European champions. I think they're number five at the moment in the world. So we knew that it was going to be a big ask today. We knew it was going to be a big challenge, and it was a completely different game. But, you know, we had to go out there and just go and challenge yourself against the best. Look at it as an opportunity to go out there and try and beat the best in the world and try and see where we are against them. And, you know, that's the level that me and Sam want to be playing, and that's where we want to be in our careers, playing against the best pairs in the world. And today we had an opportunity to do that, and they were just better today. And we'll learn a lot from it.
Chloe McGee speaking after the bronze medal was secured at the European Badminton Championships. That took place in April. Chloe, a three-time Olympian, Chris, she's been playing in major tournaments and she's worked seriously hard to get a medal at a major championship. And eventually, it has come. She decided to concentrate on the pairs with Sam, and they're in the Irish history books, so there.
Yeah, absolutely. And I remember traveling to her during the year, and a lot of people wouldn't realise that a lot of her week-to-week activity takes place in Germany, where playing on sort of the league circuit there, and it's hard for us to imagine here, but she's playing in a badminton league that maybe has 800 or 900 people watching a game of badminton every week on a sort of semi-professional basis. So it's a long way from the hall in Raphoe, and there was a great homecoming for the McGees during the summer, and let's not forget, you know, an Olympian. She could be at another Olympics yet, and that could create another record from a gold perspective. And maybe, you know, if it was a more higher profile sport, she'd be a household name all over the country. You know, yeah.
It's a partnership here. We can't forget about Sam now.
Yeah, Sam.
Sam's a crucial part of this too.
There's also Joshua McGee and Rachel Dara, her niece, is Patsy, another rising star from Raphoe.
Yes, absolutely. And as you say, of Chloe and the McGee connection again, the badminton Raphoe connection, this Wednesday, the 3rd of January, the Commonwealth Games, Northern Ireland Commonwealth Games team will be announced. She will be on that team. Dempsey McGuigan from Athletics and Summer Lecky, of course. So brilliant news for Rachel and for that Raphoe badminton, and the strength of Raphoe and the family connection is just brilliant.
Yeah, it certainly is. Well, back in June, they also won the Spanish international title by overcoming a Dutch pair in straight sets. It came 7 years after the Raphoe siblings had won the same title, which was their first ever international success. And back in February, history was made again by the McGees, this time at the Irish Senior National Championships, when Chloe won the mixed doubles and the women's doubles titles. It meant that Chloe had ranked up 23 national titles, one more than the previous record, which was held by Bruce Toppin. And the McGees looking for more success.